This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The news stuff. DJV time is 7 after the hour on Wednesday, February the 12th, a couple of days away from Valentine's Day. You might remember the words of the Dalai Lama, love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries. Without them, humanity cannot survive. Think about that. Love and compassion, whether for a person of the opposite sex, whatever, however you get it, so important. That's so true. Love those words. Okay, Jennifer Horn, love you. Victoria Keelan, love you. Kara Schillen, love you. Love everybody that's tuned in and wants to know how Amy Klobuchar did. In case you didn't hear, the Democratic senator from Minnesota did A-OK in New Hampshire. You want to go through the stats? They haven't changed much.
Yeah, she did OK.
This morning, right? Yeah.
She did pretty well, actually. So yesterday, the New Hampshire primary took place, the very first primary in the country. There was a caucus that went into chaos last week. And this is kind of the primer that sets the momentum as we move towards Super Tuesday. A couple of more elections to tell you about. In South Carolina, they'll vote on the 29th, which is a Saturday, and Nevada will caucus, which could be a little chaotic because they were supposed to use the same app that they used in Iowa. That happens on Saturday, the 22nd.
May I ask you about momentum? Is it fair to assume that after just one event, is there any such thing as momentum?
Yes and no. Is it fair that things happen that way? No, but if you want evidence that it does matter, you look at someone like Joe Biden, who was the national front runner going into, at least by all polling, he was at the top of the national polls going into Iowa, and because he so underperformed Iowa and then so underperformed New Hampshire, now you have all the news media outlets saying, well, is he really going to be able to make a comeback in South Carolina? And what that does is it influences people who donate money to campaigns and enthusiasm from them maybe to look at their second choice candidate, who we don't know who that person might be, but they might start thinking in different directions. And for many, I think because Biden had kind of a kaput night, and I don't think you have to win. I don't want to say that you have to win Iowa or you have to win New Hampshire or you're done. I don't think that's it at all. But you have to have a story to tell. Amy Klobuchar now has a story to tell because she came in third in New Hampshire. Is that winning? No, but certainly she can say, I'm going in the right direction.
Winning!
Where Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden are going in the wrong direction. And Elizabeth Warren should have performed a lot better in New Hampshire. It's a neighboring state. Joe Biden should have performed a lot better there. He spent a ton of money in Iowa and he spent a lot of time there. So that's where it matters. So do I think it can define who you are as a candidate? No, but certainly it's like a domino effect. I mean, it's a really fine line these guys walk. So here's how it all played out. In New Hampshire, Bernie Sanders came in first with 25.9% of the vote. Mayor Pete picked up 24.4%. And so while it's a good night for Bernie, he can say he won. It wasn't the victory that I think he was hoping for. Mayor Pete really gave him a challenge, and they split the delegates again. So each of them get 9 delegates out of New Hampshire. Amy Klobuchar came in third. She's at 19.8%. Elizabeth Warren had 9.3%. Joe Biden only got 23,000 votes in New Hampshire, 8.4%, followed by Tom Steyer at 3.6%. And Tulsi Gabbard rounded out that field. Now, where the delegate count stands now, and you're going to see a lot of people starting to count, and they have a long way to go because you have to get to many more than 64.
289.
So Pete Buttigieg has 22. He's leading. Bernie Sanders has 21, but he's won both popular votes. Elizabeth Warren has 8. Amy Klobuchar has 7. Joe Biden has 6. We also saw yesterday Andrew Yang, who is the businessman who wanted guaranteed universal income at $1,000 a month for American citizens. He dropped out. Senator Michael Bennet from Colorado also dropped out of the race after New Hampshire yesterday.
Right. All right, so that takes care of New Hampshire. Spend a couple of minutes on the coronavirus or whatever its new name is. World Health Organization what do they call it? Corona, what is it, CVD or something?
COVID. Right.
Right. COVID, the D is for disease. I don't you all know that. It doesn't change the scope of it. One of the things that is folly, though, is buying masks, putting a mask on. Anything that I've seen or read over the last couple of days suggests that wasting your money on masks just doesn't make a difference.
I said that to my friend who's a nurse this weekend. She was with me in Las Vegas, and I said, well, the masks don't really work. She goes, no, the ones that the hospitals use actually do keep the stuff out. So I guess there's a certain grade of mask that actually is effective.
Well, the Chinese, though, there was an excoriating question and answer period yesterday in one of the Senate chambers, one of the Senate committees, and the outing of China and how much lying they have been doing on this, it just is, maybe I'm being redundant by saying it, but at every turn, did I see something about Huawei? It has nothing to do with the virus. Victoria, did I see something, Huawei back in the focus because they found some way that they're listening in to new, what the heck did I do with that? I had it in my hand and now I can't put my hand on it.
Well, our position against Huawei has really gone, I don't know why, but we've really flip-flopped on it. So at first it was Huawei's bad, no one's allowed to buy it, no one's allowed to use their phones in the government, and then for whatever reason now there are deals being made with Huawei. I'm guessing it's probably something to do with the agreement with China, the trade agreement, because Huawei is a huge exporter for them and they make a lot of money off of it.
But
so,
they're stealing info.
I wouldn't buy any of the products.
I would just buy it.
Yeah.
Huh?
No. I wouldn't buy any of those products. No way.
No, not at all. All right. So there is some question, Jennifer, about the sentencing of Roger Stone. Apparently the Department of Justice reduced his sentence. Wasn't there some talk about the president, though, just kind of pardoning him?
Well, the president could always, the president could always pardon whoever he wants, I guess. But the story was that they were going to try to seek 9 years, 7 to 9 years for Roger Stone for lying to Congress, which many other people have done and received a slap on the wrist. And so the Department of Justice stepped in and they said, look, we want a punishment, but 7 to 9 years could be a bit over the top for those charges. So.
Mm-hmm. So another name in the news, this Colonel Alexander Vindman, is that how his name is pronounced?
Vindman,
Vindman. Should he get disciplinary action because of his leaking of information? Trump just doesn't like him.
Yes, I'm sure Trump doesn't like him because of his testimony and what he said. But also what's really more serious is that he was given orders and he was not given orders, but basically what he said to Ukraine and to some other countries, other nationals in his equivalents essentially in other countries, most notably Ukraine, is don't listen to what President Trump says, that you just keep doing what we've been doing all along. And so if that's the case, he should be, there needs to be an investigation to see if he was trying to tell people, hey, don't go with the flow of the president. I mean, that could be considered treasonous.
He's the boss.
Right. Whether you like it or not, if you don't,
smart.
If you don't like the president, you just get out. You don't just say, don't listen to him.
You don't like the boss? If you guys don't like me, get out.
So that would be the issue. And if there is evidence that lead in that direction, then punishment, I think disciplinary action would be appropriate. If not, he's been reassigned because
I didn't hear it. Arousing. Yeah. Oh, Doug, we'd never do that. Okay.
Only if you commit we're not treasonous.
Treason.
The three of us.
No treason. So the Philippines have decided to end a security pact with the U.S. Isn't this where Duterte is? He's the president.
Oh, yeah,
of
that guy.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the reason for we have the visiting forces agreement, but he put out some kind of Twitter rant suggesting, okay, it's time for us to terminate this. It was known as the VFA. Under that agreement, American troops are not subject to passport and visa regulations as they enter and leave the Philippines. A lot of joint exercise. Are we even doing those exercises anymore? Why would we want to even be close to this guy? He's such a nut. He's like off the rails.
Well, he is, but I think that having a position, well, I think it's going to probably end up, right now there are probably more pressing issues, but this will probably, I would say in the next couple of weeks we'll hear Trump talk about this, maybe even sooner.
All right, he's talking about how bad a night Michael Bloomberg had last night in
Vermont. You know, I looked for that, and I did not find that at all. Where did you see that headline?
I saw it.
Because I actually saw him.
USA Today.
He deleted a tweet. He tweeted it and then deleted it.
Well, he called. Okay, so a couple of things. What he tweeted yesterday was that Mike Bloomberg is a racist. Then he deleted it. Well, because of the video that I was trying to tell you guys about a couple hours ago that came out that I'm sure Bernie Sanders released, maybe, because Biden lost 20 points with black voters and Bloomberg picked up 20 points. So somebody leaked that video out where he was saying some things that are very, you know, that are questionable. And so Trump yesterday tweeted, Bloomberg seems like he's a racist, and then he deleted it and actually made a comment. And he said, you know what? My job is to unite the country, not divide it. He said, I apologize for that tweet. It was the wrong thing to do, so I deleted it. He was asked about it in a press conference, which I thought was actually a pretty good response.
If he would unite the country, I'd vote for him.
Backing off on a racist claim because he knows his history in New York is really not great, and a lot of people in New York, that's a slippery slope for him to try to go after Bloomberg on race.
In any case, that was the tweet. Just to correct the story, that was the tweet, and that was what he said, whether we agree with it or not. And then I didn't see anything other than him saying he wasn't going to focus on Bernie Sanders, even though he had a great win in New Hampshire. He's going to focus on Bloomberg. I never saw him congratulate Bloomberg.
They're all looking at Bloomberg now.
I think that's appropriate. I mean, he's been spending enough money to get himself pretty high up in the national polls. So obviously he's getting people's attention.
Yep. All right, Jen, thank you. 18 past the hour. Here is the way for you to lose weight. The last bastion of celebration comes up this week, Valentine's Day. Lots of chocolate, lots of food, lots of eating, lots of fun. But, whoa, look at that bloating. Yes, let's get rid of that, okay? You ready? After everything now, we've been through all the holidays. It's over and done with. Time now. And we're not going to overeat on President's Day next week. By the way, we'll be here live on President's Day, as we always are on most of the holidays. Anyway, Calitrin has been in business for 23, 24 years. Originally started by three nurses who saw people suffering because they were so overweight. And a lot of people go on these weight loss programs, and they don't really have success. They lose the weight, but then they gain it back again. And so these nurses wanted to fix that problem, and that's what they've done with Calitrin. After lots of research, they came up with a natural way, stimulant-free, no drugs, none of that stuff. The essential ingredients are collagen and aloe vera. The way this works, so simple, 4 capsules before you go to bed at night, and sleep like a dream, and work through this program for 4, 5, 6 months, and then the reintroduction of collagen protein into your body. By all accounts, Calitrin has, as its, I said, main ingredient, collagen protein. That's what builds, let's get rid of the fat, builds up the muscle. So, get better sleep, shed the pounds, go to Calitrin.com, use the promo code DJV, and get the Valentine's special this week. Huge discounts on every bottle. Get a 6-month supply. Save a lot of money. Join the 86% of people using Calitrin that have success. That's it. 86% success rate. Calitrin.com, code DJV. Get a great Valentine's special right now at Calitrin.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
JV program, 23 and change at the hour. Doug and Victoria and Kara and you and Bruno Mars and Janet Jackson. Wow, what a combo. I can see myself up on the stage right now with Bruno Mars and Janet Jackson.
I would love to see you try and sing and dance with him. That would definitely go viral.
It would probably.
Whitest man alive.
Thank you. The magazine Essence, what is this? Essence magazine has a festival of culture, 50th anniversary of it, as a matter of fact. Multi-Grammy winners Bruno Mars, Janet Jackson as the main stage headliners. Bruno Mars' appearance will be the first time performing at the festival. The Essence Festival of Culture, expanding for the first time from 3 to 5 days. 1st of July over July 4th weekend in New Orleans. One day for each decade that they've been doing this. This year's theme is Own Our Power. Janet Jackson will be making her third appearance at the festival, which will take place during her newly announced Black Diamond World Tour. That's the same as her 12th studio album that's coming out pretty soon. In addition to Janet and Bruno, the festival will have performances by Janelle Monáe, who's getting a lot of attention lately. She did a fabulous job, that intro for the Oscars. Man, that was one of the best parts of the Oscars, I thought, anyway. Patti LaBelle, Raphael Sadiq, Estelle, Maxi Priest, Dougie Fresh. I always like that. I always like Dougie Fresh. And many more. Let's see what the lady who is the CEO of Essence. Her name is Michelle Ebacks, and she said, this is a milestone year for Essence in our community as we celebrate 50 years of creating opportunities for our culture to shine. Role of black women making it possible for us to do what no other brand has done. Regarding Bruno Mars and Janet Jackson, Ms. Ebanks said, quote, these two powerhouses, along with our robust slate of programming, performances, and tributes, will continue our legacy of cultural excellence and dynamic only at Essence experiences that excite, elevate, and inspire. So if you want info on tickets and that sort of thing, you can go to essence.com/festival. All right, you got it? Essence.com/festival.
This would be friends go to this and
so much fun.
Everybody loves
to go to New Orleans for 5 days and see all of these artists.
Yep.
All right, next up, the founder of the South African multi-Grammy award-winning musical group Ladysmith Black Mambazo, Joseph Shabalala, has died at the age of 78. Shabalala died in a hospital in Pretoria, South Africa. Best known for his leadership of the choral group founded in 1964. He became very famous. Collaborated actually with Paul Simon on the Graceland album. Now I remember what you were talking to me about earlier, Victoria.
Yeah, you
now
can hear them in the background here on Homeless.
Very,
here.
Very.
This whole album, their participation made Graceland what it is, that album.
It's a good album, too. And Dolly Parton, they worked with her, too. The a cappella singing style helped to make them one of South Africa's most recognizable performance groups as far as the world stage is concerned. The government, in a tweet, extended its condolences. Rest in peace, it said. You have fulfilled your purpose. The death was announced as the country prepared to mark 30 years since the release of Nelson Mandela from prison, which led to the end of apartheid and all the racial oppression that went on down there. Shabalala retired from Ladysmith Black Mambazo in 2014, but made occasional appearances at some of the events. The group, I'm talking about Ladysmith Black Mambazo, is on tour now here in our country. They've been informed that they are, what had happened, now they're devastated because losing one of the members of their family. What a great name, too, right? Joseph Shabalala. That's musical in and of itself. Isn't it great how some names are just musical, and it's wonderful that they may be in the music business, but that name, Joseph Lala, I just kind of hits the right chord with me anyway. So that's the story on the passing of Mr. Shabalala. 28 after on the DJV show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Hampshire voters have spoken. The top vote getters in yesterday's First of the Nation primary were Bernie and Mayor Pete.
This victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
So many of you chose to meet a new era of challenge with a new generation of leadership.
Bernie Sanders edging out Pete Buttigieg by a very slim margin. Senator Amy Klobuchar with a surprising and strong third place finish. She was followed by Elizabeth Warren and former VP Joe Biden, who left New Hampshire early for South Carolina, which has a primary coming up on February 29th. Before that, Nevada will hold its caucuses. On the Republican side in New Hampshire, President Trump with an easy win. He polled over 80% of the vote, well ahead of Bill Weld. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sliding back into your life for this Wednesday. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer is off to her other gig at Carol A in Los Angeles. So Victoria's here, and Kara's here, and I'm here, and you're here. A lot of people who are wondering about how we manage our time, what we do with our day. When Kara comes in early in the morning, she has to focus really fast in getting things ready to go on the air. Victoria works through the day to put a lot of the conversational things. It's very interesting, this thing about time management. Do you ever think about it, ladies, how you manage your time? It's very important to anybody who's like me, who's an entrepreneur. Some people do a better job of it than others. I tend to jumble around and do three or four things at once, which sometimes is okay, sometimes not. But it's important to sort of steer your attention into a point of clarity. And I think that's, I like it when Carol say to me, "Are you 5 seconds late?" Or, you know, "Come on, let's not focus on this so long." There's a consciousness thing there. And we all need somebody to help guide us. I think it's very difficult for the individual to be completely in charge of his or her time, even though you are basically in charge of your time and your life. But it's kind of good to have people. My time is not used lightly because I have so much going on. I try to get as much stuff as I can done in the hours that are available to me. I think sometimes we just forget about time management. And in that, our families are deprived sometimes. This is something that's come last couple of years, especially since Miles, my grandson, is growing as fast as he is, how much I manage my time, especially when I'm here in California, make sure I have plenty of quality time with him. I went over there last night for dinner, and he was really upset. We just ended up not going to dinner because he was all cranked up about something. And it's funny how, you know, but I made sure I set aside the couple of hours because I won't be back here. I'm leaving for a road trip to the east, and I'll be gone for three or four days. And it's important for me to spend that time. I like to spend, you know, like three times a week I try to go over there and spend time with him. And it's become important. You do what you think is important. Isn't that, I mean, when you think about how you spend your time, Victoria, how do you prioritize? Obviously, the job is important, your husband's important, friends are important, but do you actually ever think about time management and how you prioritize your time?
I mean, I don't think a lot about it, honestly. I always find that I just, you know, like most people, there just aren't enough hours in the day for everything, so.
Yeah, right. Where does the time go?
Well, yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah, well, you, same thing, Kara? When you think about how you manage your time, making sure you get enough rest?
I never do a good job of that. That was one of my New Year's goals, and I have failed spectacularly at that. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it depends where I am in life. I think at work I'm more prioritized when it comes to getting stuff done, and especially if I have, like, six things that I have to get done in a short amount of time, I just make a list because that makes it a bit easier to just go through and check everything off. But, yeah. I mean, my schedule is pretty normal from day to day in that, like, I go home, I eat, I take a nap, I go to the gym, and then, like, so it's pretty much the same every day. So, yeah, I don't really think about it that consciously because I've made a schedule and I stick to that every day. Mm. And, you know, sometimes it gets thrown off if something else happens. But, yeah, it's not really a conscious thing.
Okay. Well, anyway, you made an interesting point there. There's a good deal of conversation about what's going on at Sarah Lawrence College. Would you like to explain what you know about it, Victoria?
Yeah, this is a crazy story. The father of a former student at Sarah Lawrence College in New York, which is just north of New York City.
Girls' school.
No, it's co-ed now.
Oh, is it? It used to be
a
girls' school.
Originally it was. So this father of a former student there was arrested, and he's accused of running a sex cult out of his daughter's dorm room. And this guy, oh my gosh, the story's nuts. So essentially, he's accused of draining $1 million from the bank accounts of college kids while subjecting them to psychological and physical torture. This cult included forced labor on his family's property in North Carolina, prostitution, mentally and physically abusing male and female victims. The story is crazy. It goes on and on. And one of the victims came forward and said that he used fear, violence, and coercion to force this girl into prostitution. And she worked as a prostitute for him for more than 4 years, essentially repaying debts to him that she didn't even owe. And he made about $500,000 off of her. And that's just one example. Obviously, there are so many kids affected by this. And clearly,
kind of sick bastard does.
I know. Well, luckily they caught him. And if he goes to, if he's found guilty, he will spend the rest of his life behind bars.
What's the story with his daughter, though?
There's a whole New York Magazine article called The Stolen Kids of Sarah Lawrence, and that's where this really kind of came from.
Yeah.
And Sarah Lawrence College obviously says that, you know, they didn't know about it, or maybe someone did and they were being paid to look the other way. But they, of course, have said that the charges in the indictment are serious, wide-ranging, disturbing, and upsetting. A college official said that they had conducted an internal investigation following the allegations from the New York Magazine article, but they didn't really come up with anything because I think he had kind of moved his operation at that point. The other weird thing is this guy had, you could say that he had some police protection and some people in higher ups. So here's the deal. He played a role in, he actually was friends with Bernie Kerik, who used to be the police commissioner of New York. He was the best man in Bernie's wedding. He was also, he was a former police driver for Rudy Giuliani when he was mayor, and Kerik then became the commissioner of, after the 9/11 attacks, he became the police commissioner then. So this is, there's some other element that we don't really know about yet, but we know Bernie Kerik went to jail, and who was protecting this guy. So we know that Bernie Kerik served almost 4 years in prison for tax fraud because he didn't report thousands of dollars in gifts that he'd received while he was working for the city of New York. So that'll get you every time. So there might be more to this, and this is kind of just breaking now. Yesterday afternoon, this really started kind of trickling out after the article, but you know, it's a shame because if the college didn't really know what was going on, then it certainly doesn't look good for their reputation, which Sarah Lawrence College has a really good reputation.
Yeah.
Up until this point.
So. Yeah.
So, right. Yeah. So lots of horrible seediness. It's just, ugh. And I don't know. And to answer your question, I don't know about this guy's daughter. If she even has a relationship with her father or not. He lives in New Jersey. He was arrested here yesterday. So not really sure. Maybe she'll come out and make some statements, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm sure I'd want to be in hiding if I was the daughter. But
yeah. 41 and change after the hour. We're going to discuss over-the-counter cold medication, so you know which direction to go in or how to handle that as we get into the flu and the cold season and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of confusion about that, so let's straighten it out in a moment here. No confusion about what the best way is to whiten your teeth, have the best smile for Valentine's Day. As we think about how we look and who's going to like our looks, your teeth are very important. You smile, you want those nice, bright, white teeth. You can get them in 5 minutes, or be on your way anyway to a brighter smile in 5 minutes, using Power Swabs. Power Swabs. The advanced teeth whitening system used by dentists everywhere and hygienists. You don't have to pay them $500-$600 to do it, though. This is a deep cleanser, if you will. Gets rid of deep stains, but doesn't really eat into the enamel like most of the other products do. It rehydrates the enamel of your teeth, as a matter of fact. Makes them last longer and more protected from the drill that happens when you get those cavities. If you have any kind of sensitivity in your gums or your teeth, you'll want to use this and not use anything else, because nothing else around really like Power Swabs. So let's get to it. Call 800-208-1797 to protect your enamel, to whiten your teeth, to do it super fast, super easy, and super inexpensively. When you use the DJV code, calling 800-208-1797, they'll sell you the product at 40% off the retail, and take another $10 off of that, plus free shipping. Quite a formula, it really is. Start using Power Swabs right away. 800-208-1797. This is a guaranteed product. You don't like it in 30 days, send it back, get your money back. That's the guarantee. You got nothing to lose. White smile. Get rid of the stains from coffee and tea and wine, that sort of thing. 800-208-1797 for the best smile.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 44 after the hour on today's DJV program. A recent survey of 1,000 adults with high blood pressure suggested that 27% of those with high blood pressure use cold medicine specifically designed for people with high blood pressure. This could be a very important problem. So if you got high blood pressure, you want to pay attention to this conversation with Dr. Ian Smith, who is the author, TV medical correspondent on The View. He's been on with Dr. Oz, Steve Harvey, The Talk, all over the place. This cough and cold season has been rough. A lot of not only colds, but flu, that sort of thing. Only half of adults with high blood pressure know that some of the over-the-counter medicines that you may want to purchase may not be good for your blood pressure. So let's get to the bottom of that with Dr. Smith. Dr. Smith, welcome to the DJV program. Why would it be that someone with high blood pressure would be more likely to react? What's in the compound of some of these over-the-counter cold medicines?
Well, Doug, first of all, thanks for having me and talk about such an important topic. What happens is the way that common cold medications work with nasal decongestants. Nasal decongestants constrict the blood vessels in your nasal passages so you don't have that stuffy feeling, okay? And that's how you clear your passages. So the medication constricts or tightens the blood vessels. Well, unfortunately, it just doesn't tighten the blood vessels in your nasal passages. It can also tighten blood vessels in other parts of your body. And if it does that, that can increase your blood pressure. So people who have high blood pressure need to be very selective about which common cold medication over-the-counter that they decide to take. There are medications out there that are specifically designed for people who have high blood pressure. One of them is Coricidin HBP. And so people need to know that you just don't walk into, you know, any pharmacy or drugstore because you have a cold and just swipe something off the shelf. You need to read a label and make sure that it specifically says that it will not also increase your blood pressure.
One of those things here that you're underscoring is to read the label, whatever it is. People just don't. They look at it, okay, this would be good for that. You got to look at the labels on whether it's this sort of thing, whether it's a food you're eating, whether it's products you're using to clean your home, all of that stuff. This is a great warning for that. How many different over-the-counter cold medications are there anyway? I was trying to, in my mind, think of some of the brands that are out there. I didn't know there are that many, but there must be with you giving us this warning.
There are lots of them. I mean, there's, you know, there are many, many types of over-the-counter. Some are branded, by the way. Some are generic. Some could be like the store brand, the drugstore brand, so those are called generics. But there's some that have a brand name to it. So there are lots of them. But in this particular case, you know, you think about it. 103 million Americans, according to the American Heart Association, have high blood pressure. And if you think about whether or not those patients understand that they should also be looking for medications that are specifically designed for those with high blood pressure, there are only a few of those particular types of medications on the marketplace. Coricidin HBP is one of those medications. But I tell everybody, talk to your doctor first. Go to the American Heart Association's website. Go to coricidinhbp.com. Go to these different resources to find out what is the best option for you. And I think that if people are now aware of the fact that there is this potential slight increase, but significant increase, in blood pressure with certain common cold medications, that they'll start making smarter choices.
How much of a problem are colds this year? More this year than last year? Same? What's the cold and flu season like as far as your as what you've experienced in your practice?
Yeah, well, we're still in the midst of cold and flu season, so it's hard to say if it's worse than it was last year, but it's not a record year. It's not, you know, a really, really bad year like we've had some years where it's just really, really bad. So it's not been that bad, but people still need to be vigilant. Hand washing is extremely important. Common surfaces, you need to wipe them down. Computers, mice, computer mice, handles. You have to really make sure, because a lot of these viruses can actually still live on these surfaces. So you need to be really, really diligent and vigilant about making sure that you are touching clean surfaces and not spreading the germs that are causing these different symptoms.
All right, so we're going to take Dr. Smith's advice. Go to Coricidin HPB. Obviously, high blood pressure is what HPB stands for. Coricidin HPB. No, let's do the other way around, Doug. CoricidinHBP.com. Thanks, Doc.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. We told you never saw been in trouble with the law since a baby born.
The theme from the Dukes of Hazzard. Let's crash a car. All right, let's get into movie moments, actually. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here on the DJV program. The Dukes of Hazzard television show, they had 23 of those cars. Do you know that, Chucker?
They wrecked. I did not know.
At least two or three a week. The body shop was full-time on the set. They kept rebuilding the cars because they'd wreck them. Two or three a week.
Did you watch it? I like that show. That show... On a Friday night, back in the day, 8 o'clock at night, Dukes of Hazzard, followed by Dallas at 9 o'clock on CBS. Yeah. This week in TV history, the last episode of Dukes of Hazzard aired February 6, 1985. 35 years ago, Doug, Dukes of Hazzard aired its last episode after a 145-episode run. It was silly, but I got to tell you, show was a lot of fun, and... It was a good time. I like that show.
Well, Pat,
a lot of people
got himself into plenty of trouble since then. Various ways, trying to get a real drinking.
I've met him a couple times. He's always drunk, and he's always like groping people.
Yeah, he's got a bad reputation.
Other than that, is he a nice guy?
The movie, though, how significant wasn't Jessica Simpson? Who are the other people that were in the movie version of Dukes?
Burr Reynolds played Boss Hogg. That honestly was an awful movie. I remember watching that in the theater, going, "Wow, they really messed up a pretty good TV show. At least an entertaining one. That was a bad movie."
Yeah, you were talking yesterday about Birds of Prey changing a title. Apparently, they're not going to. Is that right?
The thing. They're not officially on the. They're not going to send out new prints, but evidently, I guess they asked the major chains to
put Harley Quinn Birds of Prey instead of Birds of Prey Harley Quinn. So they, I find it hard to believe that people watching the trailers and the promotion in the last few months had no idea that was a Harley Quinn movie. Like, what did they think they were watching? I don't know. Like, the title would make a major difference.
But
in
honestly,
people
Chuck,
going
I didn't
out to
know
see
what
it
was. I haven't
really
seen the trailer, but when someone said Birds of Prey, I had no idea what that movie
was. Well, that
was.
I could get. That I get. But, I mean, you see trailers on TV and the internet, and you go to the theater and watch the trailer. But I guess people did not know. I guess Warner Brothers is pretty upset because it got really good reviews. The cinema score is really good, yet it very much underperformed in its opening weekend at the box office, and they really wanted it to be a big hit.
Yeah. Macaulay Culkin says that he auditioned for a part in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So I'm seeing that. What part did he...
I have no idea. But, Tarantino does like to cast actors who had prominence back in the day and sort of resurrect their career in some extent. Luke Perry actually has a part in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And obviously the big story with Pulp Fiction when Travolta was on the downs, Tarantino cast him in that movie and it revived his career. Not that that was going to do the same for Macaulay Culkin. I'm not putting them in the same stratosphere.
He evidently went for the role Brad Pitt had. That's what he auditioned for. But he said he had a terrible audition. He was nervous in front of Quentin Tarantino. He knew when he walked out of there he wasn't going to get the job.
Yeah, so did everybody else. But
yeah, exactly. All right, what do you have in the news bag today? What's going on?
I think this is interesting. Disney is moving forward with a sequel to the 1991, I guess you could call it a superhero movie, The Rocketeer. That was a pretty entertaining movie.
That was a great movie.
Back in the day. Billy Campbell, Jennifer Connelly, Alan Arkin.
Yeah.
Although the original cast will not be involved. They're going to flash forward like two decades and have a whole new storyline, but maintain the concept. Yep. And I don't know if you talked about this yesterday, but I guess HBO is going to do a limited TV show based on the Oscar-winning film Parasite, and they are eyeing Mark Ruffalo to star in that project. No surprise. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what they do a lot of times with foreign language films. They'll do some sort of an American remake. But I would expect Parasite to get a nice...
Oops. What happened to that? Hello? Anybody home?
Hello?
I'm assuming he was saying it's going to get a boost now that they've won the Oscar. Mm. But
did you see that Disney
go back into theaters.
Is going to start a Star Wars hotel? The Galactic Star Cruiser.
Yeah, I think you can book rooms for it later this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's supposedly like an all-inclusive vacation built around the Star Wars universe. And a lot of you see the promotion now on television, a lot of ads for what goes on at both the Walt Disney World and the Walt Disney and Disneyland with the new Star Wars stuff that they have. That looks exciting. All right, Chuck, it was nice having you here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.